Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk's love affair with communist China creates unease in Washington. By Lucas Nolan on March 21, 2022. A recent article from the Wall Street Journal confirms much of the reporting in Peter Schweizer's book Red Handed, which outlines tech giant Elon Musk's close relationship with China. The Wall Street Journal reports in an article titled Elon Musk's Business Ties to China Create Unease in Washington, that Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's close ties with China are causing growing concern in Washington. The worries are focused on China's potential to gain access to classified information possessed by Musk's SpaceX. Representative Chris Stewart, RUT, is reportedly attempting to set up confidential briefings on Capitol Hill with officials from agencies such as the National Reconnaissance Office, which helps to coordinate the launch of intelligence satellites to determine whether the Chinese government has any link to SpaceX. Stewart, a senior member of the House Intelligence Committee, stated, "I am a fan of Elon Musk and SpaceX, but anyone would be concerned if there are financial entanglements with China. Congress doesn't have good eyes on this." The Wall Street Journal reports. On December 31, Mr. Musk opened a showroom in the Xinjiang capital Urumqi, just a few weeks after President Biden signed a bill approved by Congress to require U.S. companies that import products from Xinjiang to prove that they weren't manufactured with forced labor. Nationless corporations are helping the Chinese Communist Party cover up genocide and slave labor in the region, read a tweet from the Senate office of Mr. Rubio, responding to Mr. Musk's move. Earlier this month, Mr. Musk hosted China's ambassador to the U.S., Qin Gang, at Tesla's factory in Fremont, California. Had an inspiring talk with Elon Musk today, Mr. Qin tweeted afterward, on cars on the road, stars in the sky, research of human brain, meaning of life on Earth and our future into the space. Peter Schweizer, who is a Breitbart News senior contributor, the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and the best-selling author of Clinton Cash and Profiles in Corruption, outlines in his new book Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, how American elites, including the Silicon Valley masters of the universe, purposefully aid the communist regime of China. Red Handed also explains Elon Musk's storied love affair with the country's communist dictatorship. After denying he would open Tesla factories in China, Musk dramatically changed his tune. According to Red Handed, then Beijing rolled out the red carpet, Chinese government-backed banks coughed up $1.6 billion in subsidized loans, and the regulatory red tape to build in China was eliminated by government authorities. What surprised me is how little time it took for the regulatory process to get approved by the Chinese government, explained Ivan Su, an analyst at Morningstar Incorporated. The enormous plant was built in less than a year. Musk arrived in the country for the groundbreaking ceremony and met with top-ranking officials. 2 days later, he was meeting with Vice Premier Li Keqiang in the private compound reserved for high-ranking visitors. "I love China very much and I am willing to come here more," Musk reportedly told Li. The vice premier offered to make him a permanent resident in the country. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.